Greg Jarrett, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
841, you've received the invitation. You open the envelope. You're excited about it. It's to that 34th Christmas party. Yeah, there we go. Let's look at it here. Let's read it. It says, formal or evening attire, cocktail wear is appropriate. Does that mean those high, high heels? How much does that hurt? I was stunned when I looked at the news this morning and read that women are having Botox injected into their feet to cope with wearing high heels through the Christmas party. According to a large cosmetic surgery chain, more and more women are injecting Botox into the soles of their feet for $500 a treatment instead of buying $5 worth of gel-filled pads to put in their shoes to make things more comfortable. Used to be facial injections for Botox, now it's foot injections. I didn't believe this, to be quite frank with you. So that's why I decided to call Dr. Ron Bees, the podiatrist. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Greg.
Do you find this story strange as well?
Yes, I do. I think it's a little excessive to do that. And there's some long-term effects with Botox to the foot. And, you know, I agree with you. I think a padding or something like that on the foot would certainly be much more preferred than to have that kind of an injection
put into your foot. Would you see, say, come January, more cases of problems with feet because of holiday parties and high heels?
Absolutely. There's a variety of things that we see, post holiday seasons because of the usage of the high heels. And while, you know, the heels make the leg look slim and elegant, you know, the health risks that they imply are really significant. This is all more true the more they wear them. And also, they wear them on a daily basis, too, so a lot of executive women wear them, you know, during the day, and this causes even more problems.
Now, what is the main problem that it causes? Is it deformation of the feet? Is it knee problems? What is it?
You know, there's two issues. There's a long-term effect of wearing high heels, and then there's also a short-term effect. The long-term effect would be orthopedically the Achilles tendon on the back of the heel will shorten over long term, and that causes severe pain, heel pain, Achilles and calf pain. That's one thing. There are also shorter term risks, including calluses, bunions, blistering, and also a condition that we call a Morton's neuroma, which is an impingement of the nerve between the toes. And that can be some very serious issue with the foot.
Now, one of your primary long-term patients is wearing 7-inch stilettos today, and I believe she has a question for you. Andrea Darlis?
No, I don't have any stilettos on. He knows that. Dr. Bees has fixed my toes before, so.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank
this
you.
This is crazy, though. I mean, the long-term implications of this have got to be extremely painful, too.
Well, yeah, there's a move in Hollywood to go up to the 7-inch stilettos, and they call them taxi or limo heels because of the fact that you better have a taxi, or if you're very rich, you better have a limo, because you're not going to be walking too far with them.
Doc, they call them something else where I come from, but Leslie Kylan wears 3-inch heels on a regular basis. Is she in any danger, or is that a good height?
You know, it's still considered a little dangerous. The American Podiatry Society considers anything over 2 inches as dangerously high. That's what they describe in their text. And they also consider them orthopedically and biomechanically unsound. So that doesn't sound too good. But anything over 2 inches or above is pretty much a danger to the foot.
Living dangerously, Leslie.
Yes.
Danger is my middle name. What are you seeing in the way of accidents and problems with ankles and feet from these big platform shoes that are all the rage?
Yeah, that is another problem. It's a pretty obvious thing, but it's so easy to trip and to sprain your ankle. And then, you know, that leads to a lot of downtime, because a sprained ankle, you're certainly not going to be in a gym shoe. You're going to be more likely in a cast or going into surgery to repair something. So it's not a good idea to get that high, but it's a problem with anything. You know, the height of the heel and the base of the heel is still you know, an issue, the pointier heels can cause just as much problem as the ones that have a little wider base to them. There's a little more stability with the base, but they still have the issues of the knee problems. There's been a Harvard study showing that the knee has a greater case of osteoarthritis on the medial knee because of wearing high heels over long term.
So why can't we talk to the designers and find beautiful shoes that are smart shoes, too?
Well, you know, there are smart shoes out.
But they all look like old lady shoes.
They look like old lady shoes, yes. Yeah, that's the problem.
Sacrificing to look cool.
That's the nice PC way to say it.
I mean, it's like binding your feet in early China or something. It's barbaric almost. These really pointy-toed shoes that I see that also have high heels, and I don't mean to get too technical, but that looks like it could permanently or chronically damage the sesamoid bone in the toe, which would mean that you'd lose your ability to pivot.
Exactly, it does do that, and it the compression between the metatarsals causes, you know, like I said before, nerve damage. It can cause hammer toe formation, and even it can exaggerate the bunion formation. Although, you know, we consider a lot of bunions and things like that hereditary factors. If you do have a predisposition to having those things, you can certainly make them a lot worse by wearing the heels.
Doctor, you have been great. Thank you for being informative, and we hope that so many of you listening do not hurt your feet. Listen to the doc.
Thank you.
Dr. Bees practices at Orland Podiatry Center. Dr. Ron Bees, thanks for coming. And I'd like to hear from the guys out there, because I perceive this from my friends, and I will tell women this, but they're not going to care. And that is, the guys don't care what's on your feet. We don't look at your feet, for goodness sakes. Only other women look at your feet. Is that wrong?
Right.
Is that wrong for me?
Yeah,
to say
you're
that?
The same ones who say, oh, a couple extra pounds. We don't mind. We love a soft woman.
If it's No. I'm talking about feet here.
Well,
it's 8:47 WGN traffic and weather on the 7s. Leslie Kylan.
We're looking at about 17 minutes either way on the Edens between Lake Cook and Montrose. The Kennedy, sadly, still an hour and five from O'Hare into downtown. It's a 50-minute trip from the Edens Junction in. If you can take the express lanes, they're about 20 minutes better than the locals. Kennedy outbounds 42 from downtown to O'Hare. Eisenhower inbounds 35 from Mannheim to the post office. Westbound's a half hour from the post office out to Mannheim. Our extension's good in both directions. Stevenson inbound, 47 from 355 to Lakeshore Drive, 37 in from 294. Outbound's quiet. Southbound Dan Ryan's quiet. Northbound's a little heavy at the south end. Tight again approaching downtown, 23 from 95th. Bishop Ford and I-57 are still slow at the Ryan merge. Southbound Tri-State still kind of heavy around Eau Plaine thanks to an earlier crash. Another one reported near Buckley. Everything's off on the shoulder. Northbound Tri-State slow where you'd expect. Eastbound 90s heavy around Route 53, and northbound 355 slows from 75th to 63rd. WGN weather, cloudy, colder, high today 46. Flurries tonight with a low around 28. More flurries tomorrow and a high of only 36. The cooling begins. It's 41 at the lakefront, 38 at Midway, 35 at O'Hare. Next report, 8:57. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 7s on WGN.
If you think we can win an Afghanistan.